And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McConnell Buick GMC, McCoy Outdoor Company, and Grander Marine. And my friends, star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato, joining us from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Captain Bobby, it's our our 15th birthday with FM Talk 106.5. I was thinking about this, though. You've been here for all the 15 years, but you and I have been doing this. How young were we, like 10, 11 years old when we started doing Fishing Report?
Well, you know, when Mr. Marconi invented the radio, I think that's about then.
So we've been doing it a while, but you are part of this family, man, as we celebrate 15 years. A big part of it, been here since the word go. And
congratulations, dude, because you pretty much got that, you and Wayne's World got that thing off the ground pretty much on your own, you especially, too. So congratulations to you, man. It's a great station. I hear just great things about it. Everybody, of course, I get to hear about where they go like, well, I listen to you on the radio, and it makes me mad because I'm driving to work and you're out there catching fish. So I guess because I'm right there at drive time or whatever.
Yep.
But I sure appreciate you guys having me on for this long.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it big time. Let's talk about what you do out there catching fish. How's it been this week?
Dude, it's been really good. You know, we had finally got a little bit of rain. Didn't have zero effect whatsoever on the fishing. We talked a couple weeks ago, I think, about low water conditions. We're on the exact opposite of that right now. We're dealing with some really higher water, but not high in terms of fresh, just high tidal. We're getting this post full moon. We had that low pressure system this past weekend. It's got the water really high, and what that does is some of the places that I really like to fish this time of year were unfishable. We were in that really low water period, whereas now it's opened all that up. And we just finished up a trip yesterday to where we were catching fish way late in the morning with a big bright sky and, you know, water that was areas that were probably dry 2 or 3 weeks ago. So kind of tell you how the fish react to it. The other thing, and you're going to love this, I know, because you and I have a place in our heart for these fish, but, man, some of the white trout that have shown up on some of this structure out in the sound right now, golly, we just had a blast. You know, you can just catch those things when you get into them, just catch them almost every cast, and We kept enough for a fish fry yesterday, and we're on them again today, and I'm going to keep enough for that. Keep that in mind. There's no size of creel in on them, but there's no need to keep every bit of every one that you catch, because they don't keep real well and they really fry up really well fresh. But a lot of the structure and the sound, and I'm sure I haven't been over in the bay side yet, but I understand that's clearing up over there.
Yeah.
Is going to have some fish on it too. But all the structure and the sound starting to load up with some fish. Already some mackerel and some of those toothy critters showing up. That'll tell you how salty the water is.
Yeah, it seems early, but I guess not. I mean, you know, it's salty
it's
and
May,
warm.
Dude. What,
yeah.
You know, it's May.
Yeah, you're
know?
Right. You're right. It crept up on me. And I'm excited to hear about some of those yellowmouth white trout, some 10-inch
nice
plus.
Nice ones, yeah. Yes, sir, some really nice ones. And, you know, when you get into those, we just use gulp. You don't, you know, if they start, you start catching white trout, man, don't. Put that live shrimp up. Put that live shrimp up. That stuff's too expensive, and they're more than willing to eat, particularly gulp. But if you can present any kind of soft plastic bait to them properly, you'll catch them. But gulp is the go-to for me when I'm getting around some white trout. It just makes all the difference in the world. You can slip cork them. You can jig them. You know, and you'll catch, when you get into those things, you'll catch plenty of them.
Oh, man, now I'm already thinking about getting the grease hot. Hey, tell folks how they can get a trip booked with you.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information. You can hit us through the website, but the easiest way to do it. Our social sites are the same thing, though, ateamfishing.
All right. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend. Well, happy birthday to the station, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You've done good.
Hey, you've been with us the whole time, and we love it, man. Thanks, Bobby. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Buick GMC, and Grander Marine.
And when you started that,